There's so much happening, so much going on this morning. Amen. I thought, well, I'm surely just wasting my time coming up here. Amen. I'm not going to get to preach. Amen. I just thought for sure that it was going to get broke loose. Amen. And I believe the Holy Ghost did come and touch lives.
Amen.
Amen. Just appreciate the Lord. You know, I believe if we'd wait just a little while longer, this whole thing would fill up. I'm aware of the schedule. The preaching's on 1 o'clock.
Work better for me.
Just wait a little while longer. You know just how to do that often, didn't you?
Yeah.
You waited until everybody got here. Everybody did best.
Amen.
You know, the Lord said it was better to give than it was to receive.
Amen.
And more blessed. Amen. But it is my privilege to be here. I believe it's maybe the only time I've ever preached here. I think it is. Amen. But I really believe... I really believe God's going to do something.
Amen. I know it. I feel it.
Believe God's word this morning for the church. Amen. If you're a part of the church, I believe God wants to say something to you this morning.
Amen.
Amen. If you're not a part of the church, you can be.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
If you don't understand what's going on, or for some reason you feel just misplaced, there's but one way that you can do that. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again.
Must be born again.
Except you cannot see the kingdom
That's
of God.
That's what he said. Amen.
Amen. So you can't see in the mind of your heart what's going on until you're born again.
Yeah.
Amen. So you can't get the horse ahead of the cart. The cart ahead of the horse. Amen. Amen. Must be born again.
Be.
And I believe this morning, amen, I've got a couple of scriptures this morning.
Praise God.
If you would, we're going to read Psalms 138, if you'll turn there. And while you're turning there, if you'll also turn to the book of Romans, the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. If you'll stand there, or not stand, but if you want to stand, that's fine. Amen. But I want to read Psalms 138. I'm going to read the whole 8 verses here. So just hang on, if you will. Amen. And one man, I'll just say it this way. I don't claim to be a long-winded preacher, but every time you say that, something happened. Amen. But one man said it this way, and I like it, and I've repeated it several times. Amen. If you listen good and fast, I'll preach good and fast, and then we'll get in these altars.
Amen.
And do the work what God wants us to do. Psalms 138, verse 1, it says, I will praise thee with my whole heart before the gods. I will sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth.
Wow.
Amen. For thy loving kindness. Aren't you glad that you that loves you this morning? Amen. And thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. Amen. This word, amen, is above everything. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen. It will stand when everything else falls. Amen. And in the day when I cry, thou answerest me and strengtheneth me. Aren't you glad of that?
Oh, hallelujah. Thank God.
With strength in my soul. Hallelujah. And all the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord. And when they hear the words of my mouth, yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet he hath respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knows afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, and though thou wilt revive me. Aren't you glad this morning that there's a God in heaven? Amen. That distance has nothing with him. That, amen.
Yeah.
The word revive here means to bring life back in too. Have you ever felt just like that you were taking your last breath? Amen. And just at the right and proper time, amen, God came by and revived us again.
Glory to God.
Well, Amen. Come on, help me just a little bit. For thou hast again, thy hand is against the wrath of mine enemy, and thy right hand shall save me. Verse 8, amen, is where I want to focus in on. It said, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Now listen to that. I want to read this again. Listen to me very good this morning. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Thy mercy, O God, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, please, the book of Romans, the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. Amen. Thank you for standing. One verse of scripture here in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter and the 28th verse. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Would you pray with me and for me? Lord Jesus, this
God, touch the man of God.
Thank you, God, for this blessed place, Lord, that we've worshiped Your name. We sing it on high. Our hearts are lifted up to You.
God, talk to us.
I pray this morning, God, that the words that I say, God, that they will not be heard. But God, the words that the Holy Ghost says this morning, let them indelibly be planted among the hearts of these people. And I pray, God, this morning, that You just, Lord, magnify Yourself amongst us this morning.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
We give You a praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen, amen. I don't believe I'll need this mic. Amen. Maybe in just a minute. You may be seated. Thank you. Amen. I want to preach from the thought this morning. Amen. From this these verses of scripture, verse 8 and verse 28 there. Amen. With a thought. Amen. God's got a plan.
Amen.
God's got a plan. Aren't you glad this morning? Amen, that from the eons of time, amen, until the eons of time in the future, amen, there is just no time with God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. But God's got a plan. Amen. I like that. You know, God put that in my heart some time back. Amen. Amen. And it's up to you and I, amen, to just hang on if that need be. Amen. There is some highs and there is some lows. Amen. But I'm certain today, amen, that somewhere in every heart and life, every boy, girl, every man and woman on the face of the earth,
come on, Brother Jim,
somehow or another, amen, fits in the plan of God.
Amen. Say that's
amen.
Good.
Amen. Somehow or another, somewhere, we all are going to fit in the plan of God. Well, I don't know about you folks, but I'm like Brother Nathan this morning. I'm a little bit excited knowing, amen, that God is not going to forsake
amen.
The works of His hands.
I just
to you, didn't I? Amen. He is not going to forsake the works of His
hands.
Amen. There was a time in my life, amen, that my own parents wished me to depart from their presence because of the rottenness of my life. Amen. But God had a plan.
Yeah,
hallelujah. I'm telling you, it don't matter where you're at today.
Come on, Jim.
Amen. It don't matter what situation you're in, brother or sister, this morning. God's got a plan.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you this morning, it don't matter if you're down in the valley or if you're on the mountaintop, God's got a plan for you. Hallelujah.
Well, that's good.
Oh, I tell you what, I just like the fact, amen, amen, that God, I know there's been many a time, amen, been many a time that I thought for certain, amen, that it was just over with, amen, and I'd be better off if I'd just go somewhere and settle it all, amen, but God has got a plan
on,
for you
sir.
This this morning.
Yes,
amen.
He does.
So don't fear. I've got something to tell you this morning. Amen. That God loves you and He's got a plan for our life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, today is a certain day. Amen. This day is the first day of the rest of your life.
Amen. Well, that's good.
Or let me say that again. You didn't get that. Amen. Today is the first day of the rest of your life.
Amen.
Amen. Aren't you glad that, amen, if you don't get it done today, amen, that there'll be another 24 hours tomorrow? Amen. I'm telling you, folks, if you can't get it right now, if you'll just hang on, you can't get it right.
Yeah.
Amen. Come on, God got a plan for you.
Yes,
and
does.
He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be great.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He wants you to go to heaven.
Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah. God wants you to go to heaven. Amen. But He wants you to have a little heaven right here.
Yeah.
Amen. Come on now. I won't tell you what now. Sometimes, amen, you know, God took me a long way around. You know, Floyd C. Petty, my dad, amen, he didn't weigh very much, but he could make me a quick learner. Amen. He just had to know how to do that. Amen. He told me not to do it a few times. Amen. And then he showed me how. Amen. Amen. So you know, God, amen, can get you. Amen. Yes, probably has. If you've lived any length of time. Amen. See, here's the strange thing about this. Amen. We think that these situations that come in our lives and hardships, amen, we think, amen, that that's just an undue circumstance, you know, that just happened, you know. No. You got a wreck in your life. Amen. It's probably because God put it there. Amen. Why is that? Well, if you won't listen, if you won't be a good learner, God has to do something to get your attention, don't it?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Good friend of mine got a great church in Florida. Amen. He went to the hospital to pray for folks. Now listen to what I got to say. Amen. As he walked into that hospital room, God stopped him on the outside, Brother Boyle. He said, "Don't pray." He said, "What do you mean?" He said, "They expect me to come pray for the sick." He said, "I said, don't pray for her. Amen. She's right where I've got her, and that's where I want her to be." Oh, come on now.
Truth.
I know that's not very popular preaching, but it's the truth anyway. Amen. You know, God gets to blame a lot of things. Amen. The devil gets to blame a lot of things. I tell you what, if you're going to play the blame game, you ought to blame the one between the eyes.
Come on.
Come on now.
Good preaching.
But here's the thing. Amen. You're the making of God, the Creator. Amen. And He's going to want you to... He wishes not one, amen, to be lost.
That's right.
Amen. He wishes, amen, and He's made a plan that everybody on the face of the earth can, will, be, go to heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. So therefore, I just got good news for you. Amen. God's got a plan for you.
Praise God.
Oh, hallelujah. I wish somebody would help me this morning. Brother Nathan, it don't matter how bad the thing is. It don't matter how good the thing is. Amen. If you think you just blessed the way you can stand it no longer, hang on. He's got another dose for you.
Yes, sir.
I've had some prayer meetings. I've had some, amen. I've had some times in the Holy Ghost, brother. Amen. That I thought there ain't nothing like it. There ain't nothing going to top this. Amen. I'm going to tell you what. Amen. The best in the Holy Ghost ain't yet.
Amen.
If you have a good one today, just hang around for a little while. There'll be a better one.
Glory.
God's got a plan for His people.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. one thing about it is most of the time, God never does nothing, amen, unless it's a miracle.
That's right.
God never moves like you and I do. He never had to hear some, the amazing thing about my walk and experience with God is that it just don't make no sense. Come on, anybody
That's true.
Know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
Amen. You know, let me just give you an example. There's a door right there in order for me. Amen. If I'm going to get on the outside of this building, I'm going to walk over here and take that knob there and walk through there. Jesus don't do that. He just walks through the wall. Come on now.
That's right.
God don't do anything except it's a miracle.
That's a miracle.
Amen. Yeah. And He's performed some miracles in my life. Amen. He's asked me one time, and all it was just a test to see if I'd be obedient. I know it now, didn't then. Amen. Never wrote a hot check in my life. Not one hot check have I ever wrote that I didn't have money in the bank. Amen. To cover that check. I ain't bragging. That's just the way I do business. Amen. I'm sitting in a little old country church. Amen. And there's a few folks gathered up that wants to have, amen, to make themselves a little singing group. I thought they was crude. I didn't think they could sing a lick. I was in the back of the church criticizing all the time. I mean, they was doing the best they could. They was blessing people's heart. I'm sitting over there criticizing. Amen. Come time to get the offering out. I know I ain't got a dime to my name. And God told me, He said, write him a $25 check. I said, oh, you must be talking to somebody else. God, you know my bank book ain't got nothing. He said, I said, write him a $25 check. Oh, I don't know about all of this. I mean, I'm 3 or 4 days away from payday. Hey man, that check gonna make it to the bank before I do. This ain't gonna work for God. Yeah, I'm sure, amen, that the devil trying to lie to me. I get up, I slipped out the back door, got out there, hey man, got in my rig, and went to pay. Amen, all this time I'm arguing with God. I know it's God. I know it was. Hey man, I went out there, got in my rig and got to get on the highway. Amen. Broke down, give up. I just give up. Old truck just died there. Amen. I just went back inside, wrote a $25 check. I said, God, if this be a bad check, that's all I know. And before I could get to the house, I had the money. Amen. God don't make you sin sometimes. Most of the time He won't.
Hey!
But God got a plan for your
yes,
life.
Sir.
It's up to you whether you want to fit in it or not.
Amen.
You know, I've seen a lot of people, amen, that didn't really understand. I was fortunate, amen, to be born and raised in Pentecostal surroundings. Amen. And I knew what it was. It was easy for me to come to an altar and repent. I knew what it was all about. But I want to tell you what, folks, amen, that's not an advantage over any other person, because I read it right there. He said, I'll not forsake the works of my own hands. Amen. He's not left you undone. And it's by faith. If you will accept
it. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God don't make a lick of sense sometimes. Hallelujah. But I can tell you one thing for sure. I've trusted Him. I've lived for Him. When it looked like that there was just absolutely foolish as a sin trying to stand for God. But I did it anyway. And it went on anyway. Oh, but now I know. Oh, hallelujah. I've trusted Him too many times. You can't tell me. You can't tell me that God ain't got me in His plan.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to tell you this morning. God's got a plan. Let's just look at the Word of God. And we'll just look at some examples. Amen. Of the plan of God working in men and women's lives. Can you do that with me?
Amen.
Amen. If we was to look at Joseph's life, amen, in the book of Genesis, amen. This young man, amen, 17 years old, amen, and he's the father, I mean, he's the last child in Jacob's life, amen, and he's the most favored, amen, and begin to have dreams. Oh, I want to tell you what, if you've got a dream, you hang on to that dream. It don't matter, it might seem like a million miles away, but God's got a plan.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, God's got a plan.
Yes, he does,
for everybody within the hearing of my voice. I can't say that enough. I there's something about this. Amen, Brother Nathan.
Yes, sir.
That God's got a plan for everybody. Amen. The thing about it is, we just need to get it kicked in gear. Amen. And hear what God's got to say. Amen. But Joseph, you know how the story went with Joseph. Amen. He began to tell his dream. Amen. God had a plan in his life. Amen. And began to tell it. Sometimes, folks, you can't tell everybody. Amen. Because it's silliness to them. Oh, I'm telling you what. Amen. When God began to deal with me about preaching this word, I thought, you know, who am I going to tell? I began to tell some folks, and it was silliness to them. Amen. You know why? Because all they saw was Jim Petty. That's all they saw. They didn't see the one that planted the dream. They didn't see the plan maker in my life. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Well, we find here that Joseph, amen, beginning to tell the dream. Amen. Amen. And you know how that is. Amen. He ended up in a hole. They'll try to kill you. Amen. When you go to dreaming. Amen. They'll try to kill you. Amen. When you go to dreaming. Amen. But let me remind you of what the Word of God said. That all things work together for the good to them who love God. Hallelujah. Well, that's my opening. Amen. Hallelujah. Joseph, amen, had a dream. Hallelujah. He began to tell it. See, I told you that God don't make no sense. Took a promised child and took him from the throne of his daddy's lap. Amen. That coat of many colors. Amen. That was a coat of honor.
Amen.
Amen. The firstborn ought to have that, but the lastborn had it. Amen. He was the favorite.
Amen.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you what. Amen. But it didn't matter. Amen. Joseph, amen, was in the plan of God, amen, and it didn't make sense that he had to go in a hole, amen, and be sold. I want to tell you what your own family say out.
Uh-huh. Come on. Amen. Yeah.
Come on now.
That's biblical.
Maybe I'll clarify that.
That's
amen. Maybe I'll clarify that. Amen. When it comes, you know, I did a little bus ministry many, many years ago when I first got saved. Amen. Amen. And I went up to this house. Amen. And this lady, amen, she told me, amen, I talked to her, prayed with her. Amen. Convinced her that she needed to be in the house of God. Amen. She had her children lived right there within them. You know, just how people do. Amen. Her children live over here and here, right there in the same area. Amen. She said, now, I tell you what, brother. She said, I'll be there. She said, now, I don't remember their name. She said, they'll be there. They'll be there. They'll be there. I said, oh, is that right? Yeah. Yeah. I'm the mama of all of them. And they respect me. Amen. Hey, ever what I say, they do it. Okay? Amen. Come Sunday morning, there wasn't nobody there but her. And I'm going to find out. I said, now what happened? Amen. I can tell you exactly what happened. It might happen that way in the natural, but in the spiritual, amen, will nobody follow you but somebody that's spiritual.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Your family. Amen. When it becomes, amen, that dividing place, amen, that's the flesh and the spirit. Amen. And there's a dividing place there. But did I tell you that God don't make any sense? But God's got a plan. Amen. You know, amen, how Joseph went down in that pit. Amen. Out of the pit. Went down. Amen. He's now in the palace. Amen. He's a servant to the palace. Amen. And the old boy's wife got the eye on him. Amen. He ended up in the hole. Amen. He ended up in prison. Or did I tell you, amen, that God don't make a sense. Amen. But he's got a plan. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, maybe that's all I got's introductory. Amen. Did I tell you, hey man, that God got a plan for your life this morning.
No.
I'm gonna tell you something. Let me just tell you. Amen. You can't mess your life up that God can't do.
Well, that's good.
Come on.
That's good.
You can't mess your life up. As a matter of fact, the more you mess it up, probably the better circumstance you'll have when you get out to the end of it.
Hey, hallelujah.
Mel Tarver. Is that his name? I don't know what time era this was. Amen. But there was a man that was a stone alcoholic. Terribly bad in a community. Amen. And his little girl died. Amen. And he was so bad on alcohol that he went to the funeral home and took the shoes off his little girl's feet. Amen. And went and sold it for a drink of whiskey. Oh, I want to tell you what, folks, that's a messed up life.
Yes, sir.
That's a messed up life. Amen. It don't look like there's no return for that. Amen. But oh, I want to tell you, he was a missionary to Africa and did more work than 10 men.
Oh, Jesus saved.
Oh, glory to God. I don't know if you guys are listening as fast as I'm preaching. Hey man, I'm trying to get out to the end. Hey man, because I'm going to tell you what, everything that's said in a sermon, hey man, ends up to one thing only, and that's what you hear from God, hey man, and what you do at an altar once you hear it. Oh, come on now. Did I say something? Let me say that again. It don't matter how beautiful the pastor preaches. It don't matter what he says. That has nothing to do. But it's what God speaks to your heart.
Amen.
And what you do in an altar prayer to fix it up with it.
Right.
Oh God. Oh, I want to tell you. I can't lift him up enough. Amen. Hallelujah. So we know how Joseph is. He's in a hole, went to the palace, and from out of the palace into the prison, and out of the prison, running second chariot, amen, to the king, amen, and saved his whole household.
God,
starved to death. Oh, God, got a plan.
Amen.
There's no limit on your life this morning. Can I tell you that? Hey man, there's no limit. The only limit that's in your life concerning God is the limit and the restrictions that you put there. See, we all have the same 24 hours a day, amen, to live by. Amen. One man said, the amount of heaven that you will have is the amount of God that you have here on this earth.
Mm.
Ooh, oh my. Do you mean? Yes, I do. I want to tell you what, folks. Amen. It's up to you and I. Amen. You can't blame the preacher. You can't blame your daddy because he run off and left you. You can't blame your mama because she whipped you too hard. You can't blame the guy on the job. You can't blame anybody because the blame game has stopped at Calvary.
Yes.
Well, I ain't even in my notes. Amen. Let's move on. Amen. Hallelujah. I find over there in the second book of Kings. Did I tell you God's got a plan?
Amen.
Amen.
Did I tell you that?
He has a plan.
God's got a plan this morning. God's trying to work some things out. God's trying to work some things out. Amen. The book of 2 Kings. We find the name. Amen. Naaman, amen, was a great man of valor, but he had sin in his life, had leprosy, amen. But see now, if you're a child of God, oh, this is a good part right here. I like to tell this, amen. See, if you're a child of God, things ain't going just right, just hang on.
That's right.
God's still working it out.
That's right.
Amen. See, what you see is far more than what you'd have seen 30 years ago. Amen. But this is not the finished product yet.
Yeah,
amen.
Right.
See, see what it is. I'm saved, but I'm in the process of being saved. Amen. You know, every once in a while, there's something that crops up in my life, amen, that I don't like and God don't like. So I'm in the process of being perfected.
That's right.
Amen. I find a little woman, amen, in Naaman's house. I like to tell it in the deep Hebrew. Now listen real good. Amen. This is Jim Petty's deep Hebrew. Amen. This little lady, amen, she's a slave. Amen. They went over there, amen, and they brought this little lady back from Jerusalem. Amen. They brought her back. Amen. And now she's a slave in the enemy's house. Amen. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what. If the plan of God is down inside you, it don't matter where you at. Amen. That plan's going to come out. Amen. Now here's the deep Hebrew. I believe this little young lady standing there, amen, ironing at the ironing board. Amen. And the wife is talking. Amen. I wish my husband could get rid of that leprosy. Amen. And this little woman is a slave in the enemy's camp. Amen. And the plan of God's still working in her life. Amen. She's ironing away. She said, oh, I'm telling you, sister, if you could only get your husband over there, amen, and let him lay his hand on by the prophet of God, he can heal that.
Amen. Oh, I'm gonna tell you what, heal the disease.
If you want a place to shout this morning, that was a place to shout right there. Oh, I want to tell you what, folks. Amen. It don't matter. Amen. If you got your eyes set on something, amen, you stay, amen, on course.
Amen.
Don't let nothing blow you off course.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. You might be, amen, feel like that you're in a foreign place, in a foreign land, amen, and feel like you might be bound up. But if you're in the plan of God, you just hang in there. I'm telling you what, he'll bring it to pass. Amen. And there's not anything that I like any better, amen, is to know that I give somebody good information, good directions, amen, that I might help them on down the road.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
That's all I want out of this life. I don't want a lot of riches and fame. I don't want to be no big time name preacher. I don't want none of that. All I want to do when this thing ends up, to know that I've done the best that I can do,
yes,
to help somebody get a little further down the road on the plan of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God don't make no sense. Amen. We find a man by the name of Philip in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. Amen, Philip. having the citywide revival. Amen. Things are happening, running devils off, getting the mayor saved. I mean, the whole city upside down. Amen. Simon wants to buy the Holy Ghost. Peter rebukes him. I'm telling you what, Philip rebukes him. They're going to get old. I'm telling you, having a big time.
Yes,
amen. You'd think that that was a sinner right there where God wanted Philip. In the middle of the night, about 3 o'clock in the morning, I believe it was. About 3 o'clock in the morning, God spoke to Philip. He said, rise up and go south.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you do any Bible study at all, from the creation of man, amen, to the end of, man has always followed the sun. Come up on the east side, man always walks toward the sun. That's toward God. Amen. He told him to go south. Did I tell you that God don't make a sense? Sometimes God don't make no sense in his plan. Amen. Told him to go south. Amen. A citywide revival, people getting saved. Told him to go out there to meet one man in the plan of God. Oh, I'm telling you what. Hallelujah.
He cares for that one. No.
Hallelujah. He cares for one. Hallelujah.
Well, praise God.
God don't make no sense sometimes. But I'm here to tell you, amen, God will not forsake the works of his own hand. Hallelujah. I find in the book of John, I'm going to close this morning. I find in the book of John, amen, by the man by the name of John, amen, sent from God.
Amen.
Sent from God. Amen. That man sent from God to do one thing. Amen. That was, amen, to pronounce the coming of the Messiah. At one task he did, and he preached repentance. Amen. But when that one task was completed, amen, he was removed out of the way. Amen. Many times over and over. Amen. Sister, if you would come back to the piano and get something. Amen. I hope something that the Holy Ghost has said this morning, not me. Not me. I don't want anybody to leave with what I said or what God says to you.
Amen.
It's the important thing. In what area of your life did God deal with you? Amen. With what area of your life? That's what you need to do. That's what you need to deal with. See, I'm 67 years old. And like I said before, I'm not perfected quite yet. Many, 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 many times, most of the time, every day, when I get in an altar, God talks to me about things in my life. So you know what I've said there is that it don't matter, boy, how old we get. There's still some adjustments to be made.
Amen.
There's some adjustments to be made. Thank you, God, I'm saying that to you. Amen. Would you stand with me this morning?
Thank you, Jesus. God, thank you for the word.
God took me, brought me from ruins. Absolutely total ruins. Drugs, everything that goes along with that. And he's restored me. Now you know, I may not be a big time preacher, may not be wealthy, but God did not forsake the works that he had set forth in my life.
Yes.
Ain't that good? Every head bowed, every eye closed, every child of God this morning, amen, pray. Pray.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
That the bondage of darkness can be loosed. It's not what I say, but it's what that spirit that you feel inside you
Everybody, it may not even pertain to what I have said this morning, but if it's the Spirit of God speaking to you, then you must come. He's a loving Savior. He's a loving Savior that wishes not none would perish, but all would come to eternal life. Amen. You know, I've done about all I can do this morning. Don't have the ability to say a lot of eloquent things. But God has done miraculous things in my life, Brother Nathan's life. Most